the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Live Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you.
And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Why is Colton staring at me?
He thinks you look pretty.
I looked over and he...
Oh, there's a lot of buttons. This shit's a big show. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I looked over. Our intern was staring. I was like, do I have something on me?
Maybe he's learning from you.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's learning from me. Yes.
That's what I like to think.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, welcome. We're glad to have you, bud.
Yeah, you would not miss the season finale of the MRL show.
No, I got to make it to the end.
And today is one of our favorite shows of the year. It's our Christmas show where we do Christmas karaoke.
Yay!
If you head over to our Instagram at the MRL show, it's on our story, right, Aaron? You can find out how we pick names to go in order. We did a live draft, and guess what?
What's up?
Loren goes first this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, because quite honestly, this is my least favorite show of the year, and you'll know why once I start singing.
But none of us are good.
No, I know, but I'm like exceptionally tone deaf. So like I probably think I'm doing a great job and it sounds like dogs howling. But
that's what's fun about it.
Yeah, but no, I'm glad to like go first and get it out of the way. That's exactly what I sound like. That way I can enjoy everybody else's. I don't have to have anxiety all morning.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
If you play dogs while I'm singing,
I would never.
Be really offended.
I would never. Everybody gets their time. Now, the good news is for me is like I go at like 9.
Yeah.
And I'll have a couple of these cocktails that we brought into the studio in me. You're early.
Yeah.
You going to have a drink of champagne before you go?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the MRL show's Christmas Spectacular.
Is that a Christmas extravaganza?
The Christmas extravaganza. We do love this time of year, though. It is, after all, the most wonderful time of the year, is it not?
Yeah. I remember our first year when we had our when we formed the show together and we did our Christmas extravaganza. We exchanged gifts live on the air, and our bosses came to the studio and said, never do that. They're like, no one cares that you guys got each other presents.
Of course they do.
It's like, so forever, we will forever do it off the air.
I actually, I saw a listener friend when I was at a store grabbing Roy's, like, I ordered it online and then did pick up.
I thought it was a secret store. I guess I...
Oh, well, I think we all know because there's only three of us anyway.
Oh, okay.
Nicole bought presents for all of us.
So if I didn't get you, process of elimination. Yeah. But she told me to tell you all Merry Christmas.
Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah. Merry Christmas
to them.
She's
a big fan of the show.
That's really kind. Yeah, so I got, Manny's present. And so Wednesday afternoon, I didn't get sick. Wednesday night is when I got really sick. And so I planned on, like, going out to get a bunch of presents for people at the office Thursday, so that didn't happen. So I'm, like, presentless. I'm not... nothing I can do now.
Well...
I feel bad, but our staff ain't getting
Christmas
presents.
You can jump on my stuff.
Okay.
I got some stuff, and you can get in on that.
Okay.
All right.
I think you should get them all sandwiches from, like, Publix.
That's yeah, listen, guys, Thursday was a rough day. You're going to get a bland ham sandwich.
With a bow on it.
Today's the last day of our 12 Balloons of Christmas. We'll give away a prize from our office that we've been doing for the last 12 days. Yesterday, we gave away the Cam Newton bobblehead.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday was our Cam Newton autographed kickball. But there's a prize for you inside the balloon. We'll do the 12 Balloons of Christmas today. Karaoke, you're going to hear from Loren, Roy, myself. Aaron is going to do I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which I think
good.
Is hilarious.
I cannot wait.
That kind of fits him.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Doing, I know. That's
I
what we said
why.
Yesterday.
That's what we said. And I was like, you have to do that song. Every time I hear it, I think of him.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that, why?
It's because it's a kid singing it. And Aaron's 19. He's the youngest one on the show.
Maybe that's it.
You know?
Yeah.
And then Nicole's doing a Bieber song.
Of course.
Of course.
And I just picked the shortest Christmas song I could find.
Yeah, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
You are doing, I have the list, hold on. You are doing White Christmas.
White.
Just around 8:30 this morning, I'm doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So all of us are lined up and ready to go. When we come back, we're going to check in with the Santa Hotline.
Oh,
see if your kids made the Santa Hotline, get their voices on the radio. And then just after that, at around 6:18, 6:20 this morning, our first karaoke-er, Loren, will be ready to go.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hey! The most wonderful time of the year here in the studio. It's our MRL show Christmas extravaganza.
And I love it this year more than ever because last year our season finale was like on the 15th.
That's true.
And so we were doing like Christmas stuff like 10 days before
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
It felt so strange.
We took off so early yeah. in the process, but we'll be off for a little while and then you guys will be able to hear the MRL show. Obviously, you can... get us any time with our MRL show podcast, but we'll also take a look back at some of our favorite moments of 2018.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll be keeping up with everybody on our socials too.
That's right. All right, Loren is about to get on stage to kick off Christmas karaoke. There's that laugh that we all love so
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Have we ever played the looping laugh for her?
No, please don't. I don't need to hear it.
What did you? All right, hold on.
It's so good. It's so when you were off this week too, and when you're off, we played Tragic News, which by the way, the bit flopped, and I mean it was I don't think it worked, but we played your laughter over horrible news stories. So I was like, you know, there's a unfortunate man who has been struck by a car, and you start laughing.
Oh no. That's so funny.
That
is so funny.
We can do dueling laughs.
No, that's okay. All right.
Hey, let's get to the Santa Hotline. Yes. People want to hear their kids on the radio. Now you can. You've had them call and tell Santa what they want for Christmas. Santa gave us the passcode to his voicemail. And here it is, the Santa Hotline.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Merry Christmas.
Next message.
Hello, Santa. Am I going to do this? Because I want a lot of shit for Christmas.
Next message.
Santa, this is Nicholas. I had a very good day at school.
What do you want?
A shot.
Oh, a shot?
Kid wants a shot.
Yeah.
Of what? Of apple juice or?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's put more ears on that. Did we all hear this right? Turn up your radios in your car. Do you hear shot?
This is Nicholas. I had a very good day at school.
What do you want?
A shot.
She's saying a shot.
Huh. All right.
Nicholas was really good at school. And now he wants a shot. Some families are a little more liberal with that stuff than others, Loren.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right,
so are you ready to sing?
Sure.
Okay, so this is our Christmas karaoke. And Loren is going to be singing a wonderful song. What song are you singing, Loren?
I'm going to Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
All right, go to that microphone. Are you on that mic? Now turn it on. I can't hear you. Oh, boy.
Hang on. Let me take a look at your microphone.
Off the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I was hoping that you guys could shout in the background our new words that we just learned.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but see, everyone has different words, so I'm gonna sing all the weird ones.
That's okay. You sing what you would like to.
All right.
Okay.
Our first up on Christmas karaoke is Loren.
Okay. She's blind. You know that.
So, I
by
know.
The way, so our video producer, Aaron, wants her to stand back a certain amount for video, but she's blind. She won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, by the way, how? Go. Oh, okay. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? I'm trying to wait for the words. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
And it. if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows
like a flashlight.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names
like Buttface.
They never thought Rudolph Buttface. Join an any reindeer game like Monopoly. One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
ho, said what? Ho, ho.
With your nose so bright.
So bright.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
I'm okay, no.
And all the reindeer loved him.
Loved him.
As they shouted out with glee.
Yeah, Rudolph.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Reindeer.
You'll go down in history.
Like Elvis.
It's like George Washington.
I know. You know, there was a poll, and like people in Southwest Virginia do say Elvis. I don't know why.
That is so strange.
Dude, there was a poll.
There's a second verse.
I have to keep going. There's a second verse. Nobody knows the second verse of Rudolph.
No, I think
when Santa and Rudolph took off, Rudolph then he tooted,
and it caused some turbulence, and that's why he shakes an airplane.
I don't know. Let's see what comes next. This is a karaoke machine.
I don't know. I don't think there is another version.
All right, well, talk to the kids.
All right, kids.
No, Loren, you're the performer.
Well, I'm looking to see if there's another.
Oh, maybe they repeat it.
Yeah, so maybe nervous. They have to.
Yeah.
I picked the shortest song in the history of Christmas karaoke for this reason.
Here you go.
And Mamie's making me do the second verse.
Oh, here we go.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose
like a flashlight,
and if you ever saw it you would even say it glows like a glow stick. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names
like Buttface.
Never let poor Rudolph.
It's bad word, kids. Don't say that.
Join in any reindeer game.
Yay!
She opened up with Christmas karaoke and did a great job, I thought.
Thanks, buddy. Now hand me that champagne.
Yeah. you need a drink after that.
Thanks, Roy. I know it was bad. I think we all need a drink after that.
Wow. No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
That's what we're going to do this morning on the MRL show. Next up will be producer Nicole right around 6:50. She's going to do the little drummer boy, but she's doing it to Justin Bieber. Version of the little drummer boy. That's what she has requested.
Nicole Weaver, Justin Bieber.
That's right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She also has a video. Where's the video? Can people see? Are we going to post that?
Oh, we have to. Nicole, you have to let us do it. We've posted it before.
Yeah, okay. I need two glasses of champagne, and then I'll post it on the MRL show.
Okay, so what, around 7:30?
Yep.
I was thinking 6:55, but
oh,
sure.
Perfect.
It's producer Nicole dressed in drag as Justin Bieber singing this song.
Full-out performance.
Yeah. Side note, I was like 19, you know, just trying to make some extra money.
Yeah, like producer Aaron. 19, yeah. Just trying to make a little extra cash.
But buddy, go into drag, and I got the hookups on Sunday nights if you want to get into the scene.
You can
dress up as Haley Baldwin and go do a number.
Hey, she already posted it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on her Instagram.
No, yeah, it's on mine. I'll post it on MRL after two passes.
Perfect. Right. Okay.
Post it at the MRL show. So producer Nicole's going to do Little Drummer Boy. Aaron's going to do I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I can't wait. I think that might be my favorite of the day.
Roy's going to do White Christmas. I'm going to do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I don't know the lyrics to White Christmas. That's going to be a train wreck.
Good news.
I'm dreaming of a White Christmas?
The karaoke machine's here, so it should help you out.
All right.
Loren, because you did your performance, we're going to skip the dirty, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Awesome jobs. Don't go anywhere. It is the MRL show Christmas Spectacular. Welcome to the MRL show Christmas Spectacular. It's our year-end show, and if you're a fan of the MRL show, then you know by now what that means.
It means we leave.
We're out of here.
No, buddy. It means that we do Christmas karaoke in here all morning.
Yo, Roy's car is already running, by the way. It's pulled up to the front door.
I know.
I was supposed to leave right after the show. Not laundry's not even done. I'm not even packed.
You're going to Roanoke.
Yeah, I'm tonight.
To go see fam.
Yeah.
And then when do you leave for Paris?
I leave next Thursday.
Okay. Do you fly from Charlotte to New York to Paris, or are you flying Charlotte, like, somewhere in Europe and then Paris?
No, it was cheaper to go to Charlotte to New York to Paris.
Is there a direct Charlotte-Paris flight?
There is. It's just super expensive.
Yeah.
So this isn't a plug for this company, but there's this thing called Scott's Cheap Flights, and, like, they tell you when flights are super, super cheap. My Paris trip was, like, $500. But it's super cheap.
In all fairness, there's a lot going on in Paris right now, and I feel like Scott's Cheap Flights knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah, Scott's laughing his way to the bank. Well, Roy, you brought up something earlier this week about Rudolph and how people yell out different things during the song, as we did when Loren kicked off Christmas karaoke this morning.
I said that.
No, like, you'll go down in history. I mean, I grew up saying George Washington or Abe Lincoln, but we've heard everything.
Mm-hmm.
Roy says Elvis.
Some people say Columbus.
I do say Elvis.
Columbus, yeah. Yeah. So we did a little research, and we looked back on some of the songs that are popular around the holidays. You know, the Baby It's Cold Outside song has its own controversy, right?
Right.
But when you think about it, think about these songs. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, which is basically subjecting minors to looking at mommy and daddy cheating on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You see where this list is going? Should I continue, or do you want to?
Well,
not only should we continue, we should play every song. That's really just upset a lot of people.
Holly Jolly Christmas, Kiss Her Once For Me, .. Some Unwanted Advances.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Boy, he's really checking in on you like an ex.
Peeping Tom.
Ah, speaking of the red man. Hey.
Hey, it's Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. Hey, look at it.
So we're doing this thing again, huh?
Yeah, it's Santa Claus, which is played by our wonderful intern, Adam Driver.
Pretending to be Santa Claus.
Yeah. Santa you got to make that clear. People write letters. They do write letters.
Well, here's the thing. Santa's really busy this time of year. He's getting ready for the big day, so we had to have you step in.
He was helping out. Yeah, that's all it is.
Wonderful Santa costume brought to us by Morris.
Morris Costumes.
Morris Costumes. Mm-hmm. I was about to call Morris Jenkins.
Morris Jenkins is in the costume business.
It's different.
No, Morris Costumes is awesome. They're the ones that play along with the MRL show, and they let us have out their wardrobe. Like that's where we got the giant turkey and now the wonderful Santa outfit. So, Santa, we're going through a list of songs, you know, because the Baby It's Cold Outside controversy.
You're doing some singing down here, huh?
No, that too. Yep.
Sounded like someone was skinning an elf.
Oh, my gosh.
Santa.
Okay. Sorry about that.
You know what? I don't like Santa anymore.
By the way, we had a whole segment set for Santa. And if we have a couple cocktails in here and the mood changes, Santa's going to roast us.
Yeah.
Okay. We can have that on the dock for a day.
I love that.
All
okay.
right. We had that one benched, but we can bring it back.
We can bring it back.
These are songs that have weird undertones, and they're holiday songs, if you think about it. Like, the most wonderful time of the year, .. Everyone telling you to be good and be cheerful when really deep down inside you're depressed because you just amounted a ton of credit card debt. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Pure bullying.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, they were mean to Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You remember?
So yeah, but he's kind of a weirdo.
No, Santa, that's not okay. Okay, hang on. Santa, clearly don't talk unless we give
he's
you a
like
script.
You are now bad Santa. Frosty the Snowman, total sexist. Why is there not a female snowman?
Yeah.
Santa
Frosty had a wife.
Mimi,
I think so.
Santa Baby, total gold digger blackmail situation.
It is. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I hear? Blatant disregard for the people who can't hear.
Oh, my gosh.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make your Yuletide gay. Wow. Just wow, especially on our show.
I think they're referring to the gay as in glee.
Yeah.
Gleeful, not homosexual.
Jingle Bell Rock, Giddy Up Jingle Horse, Pick Up Your Feet, Animal Abuse. Nicole wrote that one.
Nicole wrote that one. Which, by the way, I think she's fielding a complaint currently from our Santa Claus.
Good times.
Walking into Winter Wonderland, Parson Brown demanding that they get married. Demanding.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah.
Forced partnership. And then last but not least, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer promotes a hit and run. Yeah, it was pretty funny. We found that on Reddit.
Wow.
What a list.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a list, huh, Santa?
What a list, huh?
Yeah, Santa, you do break into people's homes every year.
Who knew the holidays could be so terrible?
Yeah. All those awful songs. Oh, bad Santa. You're funny. You really are. All right. Bad Santa, you going to stick around and watch producer Nicole take the stage?
Well, absolutely.
All right. She's going to sing a karaoke
song.
I'm
going to tell her how she did.
That's good.
We'll see how that goes.
Something tells me you'll be like the Simon Cowell.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did Santa become a judge on American Idol?
We're going to have Nicole singing Christmas karaoke coming up at
10
minutes.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's our year-end Christmas extravaganza show here on the MRL Show, which means for you, you get to hear wonderful karaoke songs. And we're hoping you're singing along in the car, by the way. We'll have all the videos up, too, at kiss951.com and on the at the MRL Show on our Instagram and Twitter. You should be following us there anyway. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
I think I might go live right now on Instagram.
Man.
Yeah.
Loren, you kicked us off bright and early this morning with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I did.
Tell everyone who's just joining us why you picked that song.
Well, I can't sing a lick, and it was the shortest song that I knew all the words to.
All right, are you ready?
All right, Nicole is up next.
I'm ready.
Hey, Aaron, I need you to start the computer for us, if you
Let's
would, please.
That.
Thanks, buddy.
Right?
Yep.
I just want to first give an apology.
Ah, you're fine. Bella, I like how you're drinking while you're doing
it. Yeah,
this.
And it can't be any worse than mine was.
Oh, yeah, you need headphones.
Oh, here.
They told me, ba rum ba bum bum. A newborn king to see, ba rum ba bum bum.
Woo! Is this how Bieber sounds?
Our finest gifts we bring, ba rum ba bum bum.
Yeah.
To lay before the king,
pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum.
Whatever the hell that means.
Pam.
Hey.
Pam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, remix.
Watch out.
Lights on.
Rum pa pum pum, bum 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 bum. Yeah, I'm on the drum. Yeah, I'm on the stand drum. Yeah, I'm on the beat because the beat goes dumb. And I only spit heat because I'm playing for the sun. Playing for the king. Playing for the title. I'm surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight. I might go psycho. Christmas time show. Here's a recital. I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but I go stupid, stupid. Love like Cupid. I'm the drummer boy, so do it.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Who's going to do the Busta Rhymes one?
Where's my drink? I am a poor boy, too.
Oh, no, you're not, Bieber. You're not a poor boy.
Yeah.
You're a rich boy.
Fake news. I have no gifts to bring. Bum, 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 bum.
I think I might go download this now.
That's fit to give our king. Bum, 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 bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum.
Rum-pa-bum-bum.
I like rum-pa-bum-bum.
Well, that's what we got.
Oh, that's it?
We don't rum-pa-pum-pum enough.
Oh, currently, by the way, in the real Justin Bieber song, Busta Rhymes would be singing right
now. Yeah, and let me tell you, I can do a Justin Bieber rap. I can't do no Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, he's so fast. Bieber hit me back like it said to make a man hide in the winter cooler.
I'm a deliverer. Let's collaborate and make it a holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I got to get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio because ain't nothing stopping. You know, we about to turn it up and really get it popping now. People everywhere and all Twitter followers. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. I'm done.
That's cool.
Good job.
I'm a lot happier you did the Bieber version versus the normal rep-a-pum.
Well, last year I did Hark the Herald Angels Sing, so I had to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, that was good.
That is funny stuff. Look, Santa even walked in. Bad Santa,
Santa,
of course.
What did you think of the Justin Bieber-Nicole Weaver performance?
What in God's name was that?
Yeah, I know. Kind of changed up the lyrics, didn't it? Santa, do you even know what rep-a-pum-pum means?
Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Intern Adam Driver dressed as Bad Santa in here today. Oh, man. All right. Hey, up next, producer Aaron's going to go. He's doing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and that's going to be coming up.
As psyched as it gets.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait.
Give
for
us a
you
little taste.
No. You got to wait for the real thing.
All right.
That's like, his voice is, like, perfect for this song.
I know. Isn't it?
What does that mean?
Yeah, it can't be a compliment.
It's like a girl that sings this.
No. But it's just like, I don't know. You sound like a child still.
Yeah, I get it.
That's good.
All right. Aaron will be coming up later on in the 7 o'clock hour. And then we got so much to get to. Santa hotline for you, letting the kids get on the radio. You had your kids call. They're getting on the radio. Up next, though, we need all teachers on deck, because we have to ask you, this is the best question that we ask, what's the strangest gift a student gave to you? I know you're ready to get into your schools. If you can give us a shout real quick at 704-570-9595, we need to take a poll and find out, teachers, the craziest gift a student gave to you. Call us now.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
School is wrapping up. Holidays are here, and the kids bring teachers Christmas presents. Sometimes it's like a bribe, too, you know? Like, you get a really nice gift, hoping you get something in return. What's the strangest gift that you received, though? 704-570-9595.
Lots of people also sending us text messages to that number about our Christmas karaoke.
Yeah, I think my favorite is a student once gave me a potato.
Yeah, that's funny.
But they grew it themselves, so it was a kind gift.
Okay.
I like this text we got about the Christmas karaoke. They said to Loren, she did awesome, wink.
Whoa.
I know. It was bad.
All right. We're talking to the teachers about the craziest gifts they got from the kids.
All right. Let's talk with Rachel. Rachel in Rock Hill, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to talk with you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Craziest gift I ever got. 23 years of teaching. A Venus razor and Skintimate shaving cream.
Hey.
Because I always wear pants. Maybe the kids thought I needed it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hey, razors are expensive. I'd take it.
Very practical gift.
Yeah.
Did you use it?
Absolutely, I use it.
There you go. Thank you. And Rachel and Rock Hill, thanks for doing what you do. Enjoy your break. All the teachers deserve it.
Hey, thanks. You guys enjoy your time, too.
All right, you too. Merry Christmas.
All right, this is April in Salisbury. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Good morning. So what's the weirdest gift you got?
I've been teaching for 23 years also, and I received an Ovaltine can that was wrapped in contact paper, and handwritten on it was emergency fire kit, and there was baking soda filled in it.
I mean, that was just a bunch of random weird items.
Yeah.
That is.
It was crazy.
I mean, do you think a parent was behind that?
It was a grandparent, actually.
A grandparent. All right. Thanks, April. 704-570-9595. Couple lines open. Teachers, this is your segment. We want to hear from you. You could also call in anonymously. What is a strange gift you got from a student?
You know, we were talking to our friend Mel on Kay yesterday, and she said that one year she got a Glade candle, but it had been half used.
Oh, really?
The wick was lit.
They just took the candle from mom and dad's house.
Yeah.
By the way, it's called a Glade candle.
Huh?
It was called a Glad.
I think it's Glade.
I think you're probably right. There's probably an E at the end.
Get this. I didn't even know this company made candles. I get Yankee Doodle or whatever that company is.
Yankee Candle.
Yankee Candle. Yeah.
Yankee
expensive
P Candle.
Ones.
Is that the expensive
nice.
One? Yeah, I get that one at Bath & Body Works. That's all I get.
All I know is if you go into the Yankee Candle shop and you smell like five candles, you're screwed because they all start smelling alike. Yeah. Like your nose is like, uncle.
Too much. Scotty in North Carolina.
So when I got a gift, it was more the presentation. I like food, and my students know that. So they brought it in a little metal tin, and it was a different chopped up bits of soap that looked like pieces of chocolate. So it was like a odd presentation on that.
Were they trying to fool you to think it was chocolate?
Well, I thought that, and then when I talked to some of my other coworkers, they gave all the teachers the same gift. So I think it was just the gift. I just did not. I almost ate it because I typically don't have to like food. I just try it. But then when it got close, it felt waxy and smelled soapy. And I was like, I'm going to get someone else to investigate this before I...
I bet there's a student trying to get all the teachers sick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Some big conspiracy.
Hey Scotty. Hey, try this chocolate.
Yeah. Have you taught different grades, Scotty?
I have taught one grade every year I've been teaching. I'm still pretty new. This is only my fourth year.
I wonder if, like, in teacher circles... I would think that kindergarten is probably the best for gifts because that's when the parents are behind it. Then when you get a little older, I mean, like, I think throughout middle school, like, I didn't get my teacher really anything. Maybe just a card, you know? So the kindergarten teachers have to be the score, right?
Yeah, for sure. The other one that I like is I got bath salts and bubble bath one time, which was interesting. I don't... It's always fun. I always enjoy to see what the kids bring us. I got a tree, like a pellet tree.
Whoa.
Dude, that's you. You just joined the teaching ranks, and you're going home with a treasure chest.
Yeah.
All right, Scotty.
Yeah.
Like we were saying to all the teachers, thank you so much for taking care of my children specifically and, of course, all the kids around North Carolina.
I love what I do. I wouldn't change my job for the world.
Love that, man. That is good.
That's why the kids love you.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Lake Wiley. This present must have been so good, you have to remain anonymous.
Yes, actually. So, we just moved into our new home for this past year, and we have, like, absolutely nothing for outside. So, my husband's mother decided that she was going to get us a patio set. Now, I have children, and my children are, like, animals because they're super little and they're super rough. So she wanted to get us a glass patio set, and I told her, you know, please don't do that because they're super rough and I don't want them to break it. So she got us a plastic table that, after we set it up, it looks like it belongs in, like, a jail cafeteria.
Okay.
And it's like this super ugly gray color, and it's hideous. And I just, like, I have to have it now in my house. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, once you get it home, you don't have to use it. It's not like she's coming to the house to see it.
Yeah, throw it away.
Yeah.
Donate it.
Say it broke.
Take it to, like, another jail.
Better yet, take it to jail. They could probably use it.
Hey, I think I got this from you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous.
Yes.
I saw one of our teacher friends that follows us at the MRL show on Insta had on their story a picture of a bottle of wine that they got. And it's a mother and the little girl, probably first grader or kindergarten. And it's a label smacked onto the wine bottle. And it says, my daughter's the reason why you're going to drink this break.
That's
hilarious. And that's great. We're also, can we just get another text message from 704? I got a painted photo of Santa from my kids, but they use their butt stamped to make the shape of the face.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so funny. Let's talk with Emily in Monroe. Emily, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Merry Christmas. And what's the strangest gift that you got?
All right, so I teach kindergarten. I was teaching in a low-income school, and bless their hearts, they did the best they could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think parents were behind this one. I got a baby doll that the face had been written on, leg was missing, and it was wrapped in toilet paper.
Aww. That's like the most heartwarming thing.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I left it in the housekeeping center for them to play with.
Oh, that's awesome. Emily, thanks for being a teacher. Enjoy your break, okay?
Thanks, y'all too.
By the way, we're on the CMS break schedule, so we'll see everybody on January 7th.
Yeah.
You can keep them coming. You can hit us up, direct message at the MRL show, or you can, of course, just text us, 704-570-9595. Teachers, we want the strange gifts that you got from the kids.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Get ready for Lorraine's dirty here in a second. A couple people are on hold. Teachers are telling us the crazy gifts they got from students right around this time. You know, it's the last day of school.
Yeah.
For a lot of kids.
We are getting some text messages to the studio still, but I love this. So this was kind of a cool gift. A friend of mine back home bought her teacher a tattoo.
That's like very personal.
That's from area code 518. That's a cool gift to give. I mean, unless
teacher
they're like
a tattoo?
Super straight laced and, you know,
well, speaking of lace, Loren, this is Nicole in Mooresville.
Mm.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Doing very well, so tell us, this has happened to your daughter's teacher?
Yes, it was not, I worked in the same building, but it was not, thankfully for me, but a parent decided to give her teacher lingerie.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. How do they know the sizes?
That's a good question, Roy. I mean, there's a ton of questions that I would get to even before that one.
Well, and you know, my mind immediately goes to, because I think there's two kinds of, like, lingerie people in the world, and there's a Victoria's Secret, and there's a Fredericks of Hollywood.
No, this was Walmart dirty lingerie.
Ah, even better.
Wow. I mean, does the parent think the teacher's some type of way, or was it a re-gift?
No, we're thinking it was more he wanted her.
Oh.
But gave it from the kid? Like, how creepy is that?
That is very creepy.
Ooh. She throw it out?
Oh, of course.
Did she get a restraining order?
Pardon?
Did she get a restraining order?
A restraining order.
No, thankfully. Didn't need to, but it was definitely the talk of the entire day.
I bet. Mm-hmm. So did she open it in front of the student?
Well, she started to pull it out of the bag and then realized that she couldn't. So,
oh my God.
Super red-faced, and then, of course, went immediately running to the teacher next door. So
yeah. That's so funny.
Look what I got.
Nicole, thank you for being a teacher and doing what you do out there in Mooresville. Thanks for listening to the show, okay?
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So we are doing our Christmas karaoke today, but James Corden, he did his carpool Christmas karaoke as well.
Copycat.
With a bunch of stars that had been on a show before, so he did a little mix, but it's Michael Bublé, Paul McCartney, Ariana Grande, Adam Levine, Christina Aguilera, Cardi B, and more, and here it is.
Last year, Christmas, lights on the tree.
At the beginning of that, kind of sounded like us. Until Christina Aguilera kicked in and brought it back. All right, so Sam Smith just dropped a new song. And the name of the song is so appropriate because the song is so good. The song name is Fire on Fire.
Oh. Mm.
And you guys know we love Sam Smith.
We do.
Christmas song?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a little late to the game. He should have released that like December 1.
And maybe we're late to the game.
Oh, you think?
Well, we're celebrating Sam Smith.
Are we late to the game, Nicole? Had that already been released?
No, but it's for a miniseries that BBC is doing, and that
it's special.
In the UK, going to be available tomorrow. The miniseries, and then internationally on the 23rd.
Oh, okay. So it's really not Christmas. It's really not Christmas related. Okay.
It's coming out in conjunction with something.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of that, there is some, it sounds like Christmas lyrics.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
We break down, you know, here's a beautiful song by Sam Smith, but our show goes all crazy because it's a Christmas song and he's late to the game.
Yeah, it's December 21st.
We focus late on to the party. We can only enjoy it for four more days.
I mean, we focus on the most ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, after December 25, I'm not going to listen to that crap anymore.
Oh, my God.
Sam Smith has an amazing voice. You can put that on your iTunes. No problem. All right. So Maroon 5, we know that they are doing Super Bowl halftime, but a new name has been added to the list, and it's Travis Scott.
Oh.
Yes. So Travis Scott will be performing with Adam Levine and the boys of Maroon 5 February 3rd in Atlanta for the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, here's the thing. There's some controversy surrounding this because my sources are telling me that Jay-Z is actually trying to convince him not to perform.
But, yeah, he's going to get backlash.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the performers are against the NFL for the way that they handled the Kaepernick situation.
Yes. Gotcha.
Some other names, though, that are being thrown around that could be the third act to join them on stage is Cardi B.
Oh, man.
So
okay.
that would be an awesome lineup to get Cardi B, Maroon 5, and Travis Scott. That would be a great Super Bowl halftime.
Good for her, by the way, because like just a year ago, she was working at the dance. She was not.
I don't think it was a year ago. But it was.
But
not
you know
too
what I mean?
Ago.
Like, she has shot up within such a short time.
It was a year ago. You went to see her at the club and she didn't do anything. But look at you.
It wasn't good.
You just reminded him. All right. So, Andy Cohen, he just made a big announcement on Watch What Happens Live. He is going to have a baby in 6 months.
I have always tried to be as transparent as possible about my life. I overshare and I expect everyone around me to do the same. And tonight, I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father.
Why you got to believe that? By the way, I think I said 6 months, but I meant 6 weeks. So congratulations to him, but that is your dirty.
Right, let's play Can't Beat the Rain, 704-570-9595, 17 wins. Call now. Take her down.
18.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss95.1.
Julie, welcome to the Mandy Ryan Lauren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all today?
Oh, we're great. You were playing Can't Beat Lorraine, our last day before the holiday.
Ooh, the last contestant of 2018.
Yeah. Could go down exciting. In history, Julie. No pressure.
I've tried you before, so we'll see how we do today.
Okay. Let's play.
Get on out the studio, Lorraine.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Lorraine putting her headphones down. She is leaving the studio. The door has opened. She's closing it. She's gone.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Julie, representing Rock Hill, Google, and Home Alone just won the holiday season with their new commercial with what grown-up actor from the movie Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
Question two. Beyonce shared new pictures of her baby twins, Rummy and Sir Carter, and the world loves them more than they already did. Who is her husband who she had the twins with?
Jay-Z.
Speaking of kids, Andy Cohen announced he's going to be a dad on his A&E show. That is called what?
A&E show?
Oh, God. Right?
Andy Cohen show?
Oh, wow. I can't.
On A&E? What is that on?
On A&E.
All right. What network is that show on?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said network.
No. That's okay. I'm talking to Roy.
I think it's Bravo.
Oh, okay,
Bravo.
Sorry.
Bravo. That's the right network. Andy Cohen announced he's going to be a dad on his Bravo show. What is his Bravo show called?
I have no idea.
Okay. Thanks for the correction, Roy. We would get written up for that. All right. Yep. Question four. Miley Cyrus performed a feminist reimagination of Santa Baby, and it's safe to say it's going to be considered iconic. Who is Miley's fiancé?
Liam Hemsworth.
Question five. Actor Chevy Chase said in a recent interview that this holiday movie he stars in is his favorite holiday movie.
It would be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Come on in, Lorraine.
Awesome.
All right,
Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. She got four correct.
Okay.
I also got one wrong.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I read the wrong network.
Oh. Okay.
Google and Home Alone just won the holiday season with their new commercial with what grown-up actor from the movie Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
That's right, 1-1.
And question two, Beyonce shared pictures of her new baby twins, Rummy and Sir Carter, and the world is loving them more than we already did. Can you believe we could do that? It's hard to believe we could love them more. Who is her husband?
Jay-Z.
Baby daddy.
That's right, 2-2.
And Andy Cohen announced he's going to be a dad on his Bravo show. What is that show called?
Watch What Happens Live.
Got it correct. Meany registered A&E. don't worry, Julie did not know the answer to that one. 3-2.
Okay. Julie and I both got that one wrong.
It's okay.
Hey, Miley Cyrus performed a feminist reimagination of... she did Santa Baby. And it's safe to say it's going to be considered iconic. Who is Miley's fiancé?
Liam Hemsworth.
You got it. 4-3.
Question five. And to finish strong for 2018 with a pure victory, actor Chevy Chase said in an interview that this holiday movie he stars in is his favorite holiday movie to watch.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
So what's your answer?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's correct.
Much as I didn't want that to be correct, that is correct.
It would have been a tie then.
5-4, you win.
All right, Julie. I'm sorry.
All right.
You know what I want to hear.
On the last day of 2018, I can't beat Lorenz.
You represented Rock Hill well, though, Julie. Keep your head up, okay?
We'll try.
All right, rematch 2019.
Yep, there you go. Now, this is so cool. We are in the middle of the MRL Show Christmas Extravaganza, which means we've got to get to the Friday free-for-all with a bunch of Christmas songs sprinkled in. Don't go anywhere. We're kicking off your holiday weekend in less than 5 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Kiss 95.1. It's getting good in here.
Yeah.
We have three more karaoke performances at the year-end MRL Show Christmas Spectacular. Aaron.
Me.
And then me.
Gee, and the show's almost over. We got to hurry up.
Yes.
Okay,
we got a lot of karaoke-ing to get to.
A lot of people may not know this, but you're not on the air that much, but nope. We do have another producer named Aaron. And he's in here with us every day. A lot of behind-the-scenes work he does.
And it's so cute because he's 19 years old.
Yeah,
cute is not the word I would like to use, but if we want to go with that, we can go with that.
He's like, my girlfriend's listening. Call me sexy. Like,
ooh, yeah, there we go.
I'm queuing up Aaron's song, and in the, you know, the little credits underneath, it says that this song came out in 1989.
Ooh,
you
before,
weren't even alive.
Nope, not yet. 10 years
by the
later.
Way, not even was that. I wasn't even a thought process in 89.
Also, I think my grandma's listening, so keep that in mind.
Ooh. Do her right. Make her proud, and tell everyone what song you're about to perform in our Christmas karaoke. What song are you about to perform?
I'm going to sing I Want Hippopotamus for Christmas. I've never once sung it.
Did you say your grandma's name?
Grandmama.
Grandmama?
That's what we call her. Or G-Mama.
Okay.
Wow.
Right, Grandmama.
All right, yes, let's get to it.
All right.
All right, Aaron. Yeah.
Nice intro. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do. Ow.
Oh, don't go too
don't
far.
Don't want a doll. No dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
That makes a bit off.
I don't think Santa Claus will mind, do you? Wait, what? He won't have to see it use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do.
Have you ever heard this song?
A few times on Christmas morning. Creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy and what a surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Yay! I know that part. Only hippopotamus will do. No crocodile, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, yeah. And hippopotamuses like me too.
There we go.
Yeah.
And to explain what was happening, you know, like how in karaoke it like tries to highlight the syllables you should be singing? It's a bit off, and so he doesn't know when to hit the note. He's
so like, hard.
I know. Well, good job, Aaron.
Yeah,
good
job.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, good job.
For you, Grandmama.
You think your grandmama's proud, or is she probably like, don't ever bring me up? And
she's usually proud of me when other people aren't, so I think she is.
Oh,
she says you're a good boy, Charlie Brown.
Grandmama's always proud.
Yeah.
Aaron's 19, which means grandmama's probably my age. I'm probably 43.
Probably.
42. Young grandma. All right, good job, Aaron.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, there's still more to come on the MRL Show Christmas Spectacular.
Yes, I'm going to be performing White Christmas.
Yes, and I'm going to be performing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Ooh, okay.
To close it out. Also, we're gonna do 12 Balloons of Christmas.
Yes, it's where we give away random stuff that we found in our office.
And we're also going to talk about how much you should tip this holiday season, and we want to hear from you guys the worst holiday tips you've ever received. All right, we'll get to all that coming up. Lorraine, we're skipping the dirty. Everybody can head over to the website, kiss951.com, to see what's going on there in the world of celebrity gossip. And don't go anywhere, because Roy is going to be karaoke-ing next. White Christmas.
Okay.
He seemed excited about it.
I don't even think I know the song.
You're going to do fine. I know it. All right, it's coming up. Don't go anywhere. Less than 10 minutes.
Oh! Those are called touch tones.
I did it. I touched our tones.
Yes. That means we're looking for call number 9 at 704-570-9595. See, all the big talk shows, you take Ellen, you take anyone else.
But us, your talk show host here.
Yeah, they do the 12 Days of Christmas giving away where their studio audiences get really cool prizes. Well, you just find whatever's laying around the office and we'll give it to you. Could be something cool, could be crappy. Who knows? 704-570-9595. Call number 9. I want you to pump our balloon and find out what's inside.
On the 12 balloons of Christmas, MRL gave to me random items from their office, but who cares because it's free.
It's free.
Ain't that the truth?
That's true.
Some of the prizes have been pretty good.
We gave away autographed T-shirt from Kissmas with all the stars autographing it.
Yeah, we gave away a Cam Newton autographed kickball.
Yep, you can't buy that. That was special from his kickball tournament. A Cam Newton bobblehead, some Hornets gear. Today is our last balloon. We've done 12 balloons. It's hard to believe.
All right, so let's bring in call number 9, Luke from Mooresville. Hey, bud.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing really well. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
We're enjoying our Christmas extravaganza show. We have some cocktails in here and karaokeing. How are you enjoying listening to the show, Luke?
Pretty good. I actually just started listening when you guys were saying you need a caller, so I got lucky.
Good for you.
Hang on. The first time you ever heard us is when we asked you to call in?
No, I mean, I've heard you guys in the past.
I mean, how cool would that be? He's like, I never discovered you guys until you said call number 9.
Just moved here from Nashville and flipped you on and said, hell yeah, I'll win something.
Yeah.
All right, so you know the show a little bit. You know that we've been doing the 12 Balloons of Christmas where, like Roy said, we're finding random things around the office. Loren and Nicole put them in a balloon, and we pop the balloon, and whatever's inside, you win, okay?
Yeah, just make sure it's something good, right?
All right, count Roy down. Say 3, 2, 1, pop the balloon, and then we'll see what's inside, okay?
Okay. 3, 2, 1, pop the balloon.
Oh. Woo!
By the way, Loren did that yesterday when you were out, Roy, and it seemed to be so much less of a thing. Like the prize when he pops it, Luke flies out of the balloon and lands 12 feet from him.
Yeah, and his pops a lot more violently than mine does.
Okay. So this is a great way to end the 12 Balloons of Christmas. Ooh. A really cool prize. A prize, Luke, that everyone will tackle you and try to steal when you leave the radio station.
Oh, my gosh.
You get a signed Kissmas poster autographed by all the stars.
Wow.
He's like, you talked it up too big.
I mean, if just the same, can you announce some of the stars that were there? Why don't we? Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine. And by the way, Sabrina Carpenter and Bryce Vine are really coming into their own. I think you're going to enjoy having a Sabrina Carpenter autograph, okay?
Okay, yeah, it sounds great. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Luke.
Pick it up later in Charlotte?
What's that?
I pick it up later, I guess, in Charlotte?
Yeah. Just stop by the radio station. We're open up from 8:30.
Okay, we'll put him on hold. You talk to producer Nicole about all the details, but you have a great Christmas, okay? And have an awesome weekend.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
There goes Luke in Mooresville.
There's a whole thing they have to spit off, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, that is the end of the 12 Balloons of Christmas. That was fun. Maybe next year we'll load the balloons up. Maybe
some good.
We'll scrap the whole thing altogether. I don't know. We have 5,000 red balloons with our names on them, and we just popped 12 of them.
I like that we have crap gifts.
It's not crap. It's just random.
I know. I like the fact that we have random. Okay, the kazoo was a little crappy.
It was played by Alessia Cara.
I would not drive all the way to the radio station to pick up a kazoo. Mm-hmm.
You put the kazoo on the table at your house. People go, oh, that's a nice kazoo. You go, yeah, and it's played by Alessia Cara. That's a story.
That just sounds weird.
Oh, my God. Where is she?
Yeah, it's definitely a conversation piece.
Did she just blow it and leave?
Did you knock her over the head and she in somebody's trunk? Where's Alessia?
She's kind of in the closet.
Hey, y'all. We got to get to more of our Christmas, what'd you call it, extravaganza show.
Yep.
Spectacular.
Let's do another song.
Christmas song?
Yeah, Who goes next?
Let's get Roy. He's okay. Next with White Christmas. He's Christmas karaokeing, and then that leaves me. I'll be the last one to wrap it up, all right?
Okay.
Christmas karaoke, Roy, White Christmas. Don't go anywhere. 7 minutes.
Happy holidays. Mondays. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We just need to say thank you. Thank you guys, MRL Show family members, for being part of the show. Whether you're someone who listens to us all the time or you're just someone who checks us out every once in a while, thank you guys so much. It really means a lot whenever we get a message or a tweet or someone stops us in the street and says, we love you guys. We just want to say thank you very much. Happy holidays to you guys. And our gift to you is Christmas karaoke this morning.
Good morning. I am going to be the next performer.
Yes, sir. Your name, please?
Roy Brown.
And Roy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
You are about to hear the voice of an angel, so this is going to be the best moment of your life.
This song you're performing on Christmas karaoke on the MRL show,
it's
Christmas
by
Spectacular?
Bling Crosby, White Christmas.
No, it's Bing, not
Whatever.
Bling.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Roy. White Christmas. Take it home, buddy.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Isn't this good? Where the treetops glisten and the children listen. I feel like this is way slower. To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Woo!
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just asking when it's over.
With every Christmas card I write.
You're doing great, buddy. Keep it up.
I think I'm doing
five more verses.
May your days be merry.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Nice.
And may all your Christmases be white.
Which is how we're all feeling right now after that.
Yeah.
Oh, they want you to go again.
Dreaming of.
Christmas,
just like the ones I used to know. If you can hear closely, people are turning their radios.
No, they shouldn't be.
Where the treetops
listen. Sing with us, people.
And the children listen.
Please don't turn the channel.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Buddy.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yeah, you are. Come on now.
However, statistically, that's pretty rare. You have like a 3% chance. What's that?
It rhymes.
Oh, love.
There he is. Good job, Roy. Whee!
Thank you. Thank you very much. I can perform for your birthday party or any other gathering you have, church functions.
See, slow songs are funnier to karaoke because it really shows your imperfections on singing, and mine's going to be the same way.
Yeah, I don't sing well.
I'm doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
No way.
Wow, he dropped the mic.
Yeah, I'm done.
There he goes. He's off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, coming up here in just a little bit, we need to ask you guys. In fact, you can start getting on the phones now at 704-570-9595. If you're in a business where you receive holiday tips, what's the worst tip you got? Maybe it wasn't even money. Maybe it was like a pamphlet. Maybe it was like, I don't know, like a prayer card.
I worked for Jimmy John's for legitimately less than 2 weeks.
Get a bucket.
And I got a tip during December of Vogue magazine.
Whoa. So just one, like a subscription or
just,
one magazine?
Just one episode of the Vogue magazine.
Oh.
Well, there's a whole article about how you should tip your service people in your life. We'll get into that. And we want to hear from you right now at 704-570-9595. Join the MRL show and tell us what is the strangest slash worst tip you got for the holidays. And then we're getting into more karaoke in that. It's Christmas Spectacular.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys. is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh. I'm now in the holiday spirit because I heard that song.
It's the MRL Show Christmas Spectacular, wrapping up the year.
This is essentially the season finale.
It really is.
This is the season finale. In January, we'll launch an all-new MRL.
And the first show back in January, and I only know this because I handle our podcast, will be our 900th episode
really?
Ever for you guys.
Are you planning a big 1,000? I'll get you.
I am now.
Yeah. Plan a big 1,000 show.
Okay. Who knows if we'll make it.
Yeah, we might get canceled.
A lot of people are texting, enjoying the Christmas Spectacular, which includes Christmas karaoke.
You got a point about not making it, because a lot of shows, when they have their season finale, they don't get renewed.
They don't get renewed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somehow, I feel like
we'll come back.
We got the thumbs up that we got renewed. Okay. But anyway, real quick, Roy, people are texting us, enjoying the Christmas karaoke. OMG, you guys are doing great. Someone says from area code 828, you go, Roy, doing a great job.
Thank you.
I had you turned up in my office, and coworkers were popping their heads in the door wondering what TH.
Well, because they heard the voice of an angel. That's They're right. like, I want to download that guy's album.
We got people on hold.
Download the guy's album. Nobody's rapped yet.
You did.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you did. You did
well. Still to come, I'm going to finish up the karaoke based on our lottery that we did this morning. I go last with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But everybody wants to know their Christmas bonus they're going to get this year.
Yep.
You have the list, eh?
Oh, well, yeah, but it's about how much you should tip over the holidays.
Yeah, that's tip, bonus.
Bonus.
Okay.
When I'm thinking of bonus, I'm thinking like what you get like from your work. Threw me a curveball. I'm like, what bit are we doing now? No, so this is something important. I actually did this. I'm actually in the process of doing this. Your apartment, people who work at your apartment supers, they do a lot for you. Consider throwing them $50 this season. Now, I'm not throwing them $50 because I don't have that. But I did buy people at my apartment little chocolate treats.
Okay.
Babysitters, throw them a week of pay for free. Good gosh. These are big tips.
Okay.
Dog groomers can add an extra $10 to make them feel appreciated. Dog walkers, throw a few extra bucks their way.
Nicole, did you get any tips yet? You work for a dog Uber.
Actually, yeah. Did you just say dog Uber?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I got a few gift cards.
Good. That's nice.
Parking attendants.
You seem angry about it. I don't know.
No, he's trying to finish
up. Well, that's fine. We want to know from you. Personal trainers, hook them up with an extra 20. I tipped extra to my hair groomer.
Oh, good. Your hair groomer.
What do you call her?
She's
not a barber. A hairdresser. I don't know.
He's not even drinking this morning.
Last time I called her a stylist and the room went off. They were like, what is that? I was like, I don't know what to call her.
Well, it really is a Christmas miracle here on the MRL show because someone who has been a big fan of the MRL show, and we enjoy having him on a lot.
Yeah.
We hadn't heard from him in months.
Almost. It feels like we haven't heard from him in a year, so it's a big to-do when he calls in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Josh from Lancaster.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. We miss you, man.
I have missed you guys so much, but it's just been so much going on with my mom and everything.
I know. Yeah.
It's just, family's got to come first, and I love you guys. You guys are family. My hands have been tied, man.
I get it, man.
Amen, dude. We give you lots of prayers and love back, okay?
Appreciate that. About a side note here, Roy, if you record an album, I can guarantee you it will go aluminum.
Aluminum.
to the aluminum recycling bin.
Amen to that.
That's right.
So, Josh,
I got a tip a couple weeks ago. We were doing a roof, and there was about 9 of us out there. And the customer comes out. She was a little old lady, and she points to me out of all the men out there. She calls me off the roof. She said, you need this. This is your tip. I'm like, oh, boy, money. Yeah, okay. I get down, and it is a coupon for a free eyebrow wax.
For a free eyebrow? Oh.
I was like, okay, why do I need an eyebrow wax? And she goes, because you're gorgeous anyway, but you'd be even better looking if you got them eyebrows done.
I turn around
to a chorus of laughter because every guy out there has fallen over dying.
That is so funny. I like, you need this, she said. Josh, you take care, okay, bud? Give a big hug to the family.
All right, brother. Merry Christmas. We love y'all.
Merry Christmas, man.
You need this.
An eyebrow treatment. This is Natasha in University. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
All right, Natasha, the worst tip you got over the holidays. Go.
All right, so it's about 7 years ago. I was working at a restaurant. Family of three came in. One guy had tattoos all on his face. He ordered an alcoholic beverage. I didn't ID him. He didn't leave me a tip. And then
He came back 2 hours later and told the manager, and I got fired.
Whoa.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, and he didn't work for the alcohol people either.
He just randomly,
wanted to be a mean person.
But he was of age. He was just upset because he didn't get carded.
Yeah, with all those tattoos on his face.
So it's not even like Natasha served an underage kid.
Yeah.
He was of age, just complained about it. Oh, Natasha, I hate to hear that. That sucks. What?
I mean, tattoos.
You think she should have got fired?
No. Heck no. But I'm just saying tattoos only means you're 18.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I don't know what the. Yeah, maybe you looked old. Yeah. If you look under 40, they have to ID you. Isn't that the thing?
Maybe, dude. I haven't been carded in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Don't lie.
I haven't been carded in a long time.
Let's bring in Jamie from Concord. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning, Jamie. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So I'm one of those hairstylists that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this guy, and he tipped me less than 10%, which is cool, whatever. I don't know your stuff. But then he looked at me, and he said, you shouldn't go into debt for Christmas, and I'm sure not going to. Have a good day. And I was like, well, whoa. You don't have to be rude about it. Just tip crappy and leave.
Oh, yeah. My God. That is awful.
Don't be a jerk.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully you made up for it in years since, Jamie.
Well, yeah, I made up for it right after that. But I was like, all right, well, Merry Christmas.
Did you give him a really bad haircut the next time you saw him?
No.
Make him look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber? Thanks, Jamie. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Why is that guy a jerk about it, man?
I don't know. People sometimes are just jerks.
That also sounds like a dad joke to me.
Oh, you think?
Like someone thinking that they're funny and saying too much, but you shouldn't have said anything at all.
Well, I just feel. But listen, it's the holidays. You're buying gifts. Times are tough. It's been tough for me. I've been going to the doctor, and that's expensive. And so I was just, maybe a couple of days ago, I was shopping for clothes, and they did the whole for St. Jude's donate thing.
Yep.
I don't have a few bucks to spare. I really don't. And so I clicked no thanks. And then the girl said, did you put any money for St. Jude's?
St. Jude's, let's go.
And I'm like, no, I hit no thanks. But the fact that I had to say it out loud was so uncomfortable.
I know.
There's people behind me. I'm like, didn't you see that I hit no thanks on the
I know.
Payout screen?
Would you like to round up for the troops?
I'm like, oh.
You have to say it out loud? Can I write my answer down on a piece of paper?
Yeah, it feels so bad.
Someone's from an area code 704 said, don't forget to take care of your nail techs. What does your list say about the nail techs? Is that
it's
on there? Tipping?
No.
Okay. And then someone said, my husband delivered pizza for a few years. He wasn't having his best day, so when he told the guy that his total was $19.52, the guy handed him $20 and said, keep the change. Wow. My husband looked at him and said, 50 cents a wrapper, not a tip, and then walked away. Okay. That's an answer. More Christmas karaoke. I'm going to hit you guys with A Merry Little Christmas in 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I love it because it looks like a press conference. Manny has like three microphones near him. Yeah.
I'm here to say I'll be playing quarterback for the Panthers on Sunday.
Hey, there it is. No, we're doing our, it's the season finale of the MRL Morning Show. Christmas extravaganza, spectacular, whatever you want to call it. It's our annual Christmas show. And to wrap up this year, we're going to have Manny sing us away into the new year.
To be clear, everybody's done a Christmas karaoke song. I just happened to be in the lottery, and my name came out last.
Right.
So I finished the year singing a song for you.
Remember that time in the lie detector where we asked him if he thought he was the star?
Yeah.
He's a star. Shut up with that laugh, Loren. All right. Let's go ahead and, by the way, shut up is not a very nice word. I apologize. Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and finish up strong. I'm going to give you guys, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, okay. Michael Bublé.
Don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
That's because Nicole doesn't have the iPod potted up. You need the iPod pod potted up. There you go. Oh, there you go. Okay, good. Watch my mix, huh?
By the way, we have iPods evidently.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Pretty.
Let your heart be light.
Oh, don't look at me when you sing. That's creepy. I don't look into my eyes.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
He covered his eyes.
Where are my troubles? I can't see them. Anybody see my troubles?
Yo, he's a comedian.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Oh, he's pulling the microphone down. Very cool.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
How many more minutes?
I think too many.
Okay.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, not yet.
Once more.
I love when you pull the microphone away.
Through the years, the MRL show will be together.
Oh, yes, that's true.
If our fates allow. Roy's kidney, Lorenz's family, my life. Hang a shining star upon the highest.
What word is that?
Bow.
Bow.
Bow. B-O-U-G-A.
Who spells it that way?
On the bug.
Yourself.
Should we all chime in?
A merry little Christmas now.
Merry Christmas from the MRL show. You know what I love about this? Is that, you know, like when you watch American Idol and whenever they change the different camera angles, the artist like can look into the camera angle. Manny was doing that. We had like all these different cameras on him and he would then perform for one camera, then perform for another camera, and then like look into my eyes.
I was really feeling this.
You
one.
Were. You
I
were really
I
into
made
it.
Up for last year. Last year was nonsense. I couldn't, I was, it was, the song was too fast.
Yeah.
It was walking in a winter wonderland. I couldn't keep up with it. But anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
One of my favorite shows of the year, the MRL show. Christmas spectacular.
Oh, hey, so we need to do our gift exchange. We'll do that on Instagram Live.
Perfect, at the MRL show.
Yeah, go at the MRL show on Instagram if you want to watch our Christmas exchange, and we have drinks flowing. But Merry Christmas. We'll see you next year.
Bye, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.